Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, some news out of New York. New York has ended the religious exemption for required vaccinations.
Well, that's the way it is. I mean, I approve of that. I think that there are people who are hiding behind it, and our kids are suffering in some cases, and it's a terrible thing, and it's not a good thing to hide behind. I suspect you may see some of this in the courts, and knowing these courts, maybe that'll be the end of it, but good for New York.
Is it one of those things where public health trumps any religious belief?
Should be, in my opinion, should be. You know, it's one thing, you don't want to get vaccinated, but when somebody else's kid ends up as a result of that, either with measles or much worse, measles that leads to other things, you know, it really can't be countenanced.
President Trump is telling the U.S. that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. Quite a turmoil during her run.
Well, you know what happens is these people are like cars. You use them for a while, you know, then you got to get a new one. Look, the job of the press secretary is to take the heat. In the case of the Trump administration, that's a lot of heat. Has she told fibs, lies? Has she stood behind him? Yes, she has. She's become a national symbol on Saturday Night Live, and she is part and parcel of this Trump administration. So that while the president is the lawyer in chief, she backs him up. And now she is, of course, talking about going back to Arkansas and running for governor. We'll see if that happens.
Well, you also have Kellyanne Conway, who, from a watchdog, says she should be removed from her post. The agency said that the White House counselor violated the Hatch Act by disparaging Democratic 2020 hopefuls while speaking in her official capacity.
The chief enforcer of the Hatch Act, of course, has to be the president himself, and he's made it clear, we don't listen to that law, we don't like that law, so we're not going to do it. So that's it. He's the president. She is doing his bidding. Thank God she's married to a man who calls out that entire corrupt administration, but it ain't going to happen, obviously.
When you make of the tankers attacked in the Mideast, and the U.S. says there's video evidence that Iran was involved.
Yeah, pretty convincing, I'll tell you right now. On the other hand, as the old folk song goes, it was all about that battleship of Maine. And there is an indication that this president has been looking for a fight with Iran for quite a while now. As we get closer to the election, I think you can expect that you're going to get more and more of that. I saw the same pictures you did, David, and they were frightening. On the other hand, there are lots of ways to do this without escalating into a full-fledged war. That is for sure.
The Michigan Attorney General's office, Alan, has dismissed cases in the drinking water crisis that began 5 years ago and continues to plague Flint. All the criminal charges have been dropped.
Well, I don't know what to make of it. Not close enough myself to be able to make an assessment. It is obviously going to be very unpopular if you're drinking the water or the kids are drinking water, which could lead to ill health. And if you could prove that there was purposeful either ignoring of those facts or sweeping them under the table, I think then you would be pretty angry if you were a parent or if you were drinking that water yourself.
Well, who will win out in the Democratic race for president in 2020? For now, says the New York Times, they like Biden in Iowa. He tops the early polls in the state, but there are signs that his lead is fragile. Interviews indicate, Alan, that support for Mr. Biden is driven in part by calculations to defeat President Trump rather than enthusiasm for his vision.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. I do think that among many Democrats, the idea is to get rid of Trump. And one of the things that convinces me that Biden is a very important candidate is that he does have the properties which seem to be a good alternative to a man, Twitter fiend Trump, who really doesn't act presidentially. I think the American people may be ready for somebody who has a little bit more appeal as a moderate, but as a decent fellow. I think that that's what Biden has, and I think that's why so many people are supporting Biden right now. Now, you wouldn't know it if you read my mail. Because, you know, there are a lot of people who are for more vitriolic candidates. I saw Bernie Sanders this very morning in an interview in which he is defending his use of the words democratic socialism and makes a very good point about what that is, but he still can't gain enough traction to get over Biden. Now, if you take the Bernie Sanders numbers and you add them to the Elizabeth Warren numbers, they're both classic outsiders, both people who really are willing to criticize the existing system, then Biden is at a loss. But I doubt either of those people are going to drop out.
Well, finally, Alan, I hate to bring you this news because I know you have one, but did you see the story that apps and devices that track sleep could make insomnia worse?
No, I didn't see it, David. Can you explain it to me?
Sure. It says that experts warn against orthosomnia, an obsession with perfect sleep. You're so attached to the device, in other words, that it makes you sleep less.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I check it in the morning when I wake up to see how I did, but I've never quite believed it. And I don't fit into that category as obsessed with it. However, I am interested in it. And you have to keep the thing close to your head. And if it drops off the side of the couch or whatever you're doing here, it is an indication that you may turn out to have not slept as well as you thought you slept, or vice versa. I do it because it's fun.
Well, I hope everyone gets good sleep this weekend. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, is with us, someone who keeps us wide awake and conscious always. Thanks, Alan.
As do you, my friend.